Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series on Shabbos and Moed B'Shvi'is based on the Torah of Mori B'Rabbi Harav Hadari Zichrono Lebracha. And we are now in Parashas Vayero. Vayero. In the middle of the center of the spiritual world of Avraham Avinu was Re'iyah. That Re'iyah, Shal Shema, because of this Re'iyah, is called a Navi. Ki l'Navi hayom yikare lefnim haro'eh. Kach b'Shmuel Aleph Tetet. So Avraham Avinu is a Roya, and a Roya is a Navi. B'Yehud HaRi'iyah Asher Ar'eka Potachat HaYitgalut HaRishona LeAvraham. The first is Galus in our Parsha. To Avraham, the first is Galus in the Torah. Avram in Parashas Lech Lecha, Asher Ar'eka, I will show you. And the identification between Amira and Re'iya also concludes the series of the seven visions, revelations, to which Avram is Zeche. Shem Yishmur on the Moed in page and base. Kodim shenivna lo haya nira leinei basar shum ruchnias b'mokom hazeh. Mikol mokom obis maran avu aro mailas ha-mokom. Kfi oitzim koyach mailas ha-navu ha-shahis alayhem. Avraham haya rishon sheposach etz pesach ha-navu. Kama shekosev ki novi hu. V'tachas asher ad Avraham haya mokom hu mutzna v'lo nira saboy shum maila harei b'koyach nevu asoy Roas Hamokum Bemaili Yisera, Miyeser Hamakoimis, Behimshech Lutorchoi Koyach Ruchni, Ad Shetia Ma'alasoi Nireis. Before the Beis Hamikdash was built, human flesh, human eyes couldn't see any spirituality in Har Moriah. Nevertheless, the Avos, with their prophetic visions, saw the Maila, how tremendous this place is. And Avram was the first one who opened up the Pesach Nevuah. Ki Navihu, as it says in Bereshis Chof Zayin, and until Avraham Avinu, it was hidden, you couldn't see the Maila, but Koyach Nevuaso, Avraham Avinu, was able to perceive the great Maila of Har HaBayis, Har HaMoriah. In the Sefer Olat Riyav, Sidur Shel Maran HaRav, Bechelek Aleph Amud Pei Zayin, Kotev, B'makom Shiyat Tzarich Lavod Dibur, אמירה לייחד את ההר בה הופעה בחזון הראייה כי כבר עלתה הנשמה למקום העיון אשר שם כל ההשגות מתאחדות וגם הדיבור והראייה ככל שאר ההופעות הרוחניות עומדים הם בתפיסה אחת האמירה הייתה בתכונת הראייה והראייה הקדושה החזיונית הנבואית כל כך חדרה ונמסכה בנשמה הקדושה, עד שעיניו גם עיני הבשר נעשו לנושא ההוד הנבואי. Where had Avraham Avinu know that this was the mountain? Because God told him? No. Re'iya. וירא את המקום מרחוק. He saw. Because his neshama had already been elevated to a place where all of the perceptions are united, are unified. And even Dibur and Re'iyah, like other spiritual appearances, are united as one. Ha'amira hayta b'tchunat ha-Re'iyah. Speaking was like seeing. And the seeing of this holy vision, this prophetic vision, so penetrated and was assimilated into his soul to the point that even his physical eyes were able to perceive this prophetic splendor. It wasn't only a spiritual vision. In his mind's eye, it was his physical eye. I was able to see the spirituality on the mountain, knowing that this is the holy mountain. So that's the Amira and the speech and the seeing coming, becoming one. It's like it was told to him that this was the mountain when he saw it. So that's Avram, the seven visions of Avram. It starts with Asher Ar'eka. It ends with Vayar, that he saw the place. Advar Yichuda shel Ariya Nizkeret B'rosh Parshatenu Yichud shenatan l'parasha af et shema vayera danu harishonim v'olam et divrehem מחזק את המשמעות היסודית שיש לראייה לגבי אברהם. אמנם בשמועות ראייה, בפרשת לך לך, בתפרש צדי בטן על הבחינה הכללית המתייחסת לראייה, זו המקיפה וכוללת ואינה מתפרט לעצמים בודדים. מכאן פן אחד של הסתכלות הנבואית בעל התפיסה הכוללנית, שאיננה מתייחסת לפרטים. So because of this Re'iyah that we have at the beginning of our parsha, our the name of the parsha is Vayera. Hashem appeared to him. Rishonim talk about this. And what emerges from their words strengthens the fundamental meaning of the Re'iyah that it states by Avram. In the Rav Shal Shittas Drash of Shmot Araya, we actually learn this together. Lech Lecha Reish Tzitzef Reish Tzadi Beis. He talks about the general perspective of Re'iyah. And when you hear sound, and you have to put all the sounds together. Seeing is all as one. And that's the prophetic vision, that it's much more all-encompassing. The concept of Re'iyah, that it's encompassing and perceives the general perspective, relates to Shabbos as well. Re'u, ki natan lechem et Hashem natan lechem et Shabbat. B'inyan shel Re'iyat Shabbat, asku chazal, Tarish Lema, Shmois Tezayin, Oisiyas Kufnun Zayin to Kufnun Tes, and the Mepharshim, Rashi, Kuv Aryeh, or Chaim, Re'u, see that Hashem gave you Shabbos. This is discussed a lot by the Mepharshim. What's the meaning of this saying? What do you mean, see that Hashem gave you Shabbos? The Medrash says, Ma re'u, kol iska de Shabbat kaful. See. See that everything about Shabbos is double. Mizmor shir liyom haShabbos. You have a mizmor and a shir, it's a double singing. You have the Lechem Mishnah. Various doubles that relate to Shabbos. Hadbonenut be'omkash al Shabbat miyesod hamekif hiba'a ein iska beboded benefrad ela bekolel Sovev, we make if. So if you look at the depths of Shabbos, it's encompassing. It doesn't involve itself in what's individual, in what's separate, but in what's kolel. There's a beautiful maimer of Rav Charlap Raza de Shabbat, published in two places. One place is the beginning of the Sefer HaShabbat Am V'Aretz. So he speaks about the relationship between the kafur, the basic of Shabbos is kafur, and Shabbos also Raza de'echad. Raza de'echad means it's all encompassing. But Shabbos is certainly not involved in what's nifrad, in what's separate, but rather in what's encompassing. That's the Raza de'echad, the overriding oneness of creation. And that's what we're able to perceive on Shabbos. Unity. And that's the Tov Riyata Shel HaShabbat. Shabbos, Re'u Ki Natan Lechem Et HaShabbat, see. Hashem looked. On Erev Shabbos, Vayara Elokim Et Kol Asher Asa. He saw everything. Riyah Kol Elanit Et Kol. And the maskana, v'hine tov me'od. V'samich lei, ateret v'ayichulu. Kach gam mitmatek b'tam haguti, yisod hilchati. B'sharei tshuva, b'luchot Shabbat, v'yisamach zayin bet, הוא כותב שבשבת אין להתפלל בעיניים עצומות. וחסידים נתנו רמז לדבר, ראו כי השם נתן לכם את השבת. ההבטה, ההסתכלות, הראייה, מפריעים לריכוז שבתפילה. מכאן שכל מי שאינו עוצם עיניו בשעת תפילת י"ח, אינו זוכה לראות פני שכינה בצאת נפשו. כך במשנה ברורה. ברם, כל זה אמור בימות החול, כשהתפיסה מורכבת מפרטים רבים. בשבת אבל, כשהכל נכפל ומתקלל, מתמקד ומתאחד ברזה די אחד, ולכל פניות שאדם פונה אינו רואה על השבת, רואה את השבת, אין סיבה להתפלל בעיניים עצומות. On Erev Shabbos, Hashem saw everything, a ria kololanis, and he said it was toiv moed. And then vayichulu, Shabbos. Shabbos is the ria kololanit. And this gives a sweet philosophical reason for a halachic yesod, and that is that the Shari Tshuva paskins on Shabbos you shouldn't daven with closed eyes, because it said the Chassidim say, see that Hashem gave you Shabbos. So normally the Mishnah Berurah says that if you don't close your eyes during Shemoneh Esrei, you're not zeicher to see Shechina when your neshama leaves you. But that's all on the weekday. But on Shabbos, wherever you look, you see Shabbos. You see this tremendous tfisa kolanit, the raza de'achad. You see the unity of creation, everything comes together. If you're Zeicha and Memela, on Shabbos you should daven with your eyes open. Because on Shabbos it's a different blick, it's a different perspective, it's a different view. Ze mabat acher, estaklut acheret, ria acheret, ru'u ki natan lachem et ha-Shabbat. Al pi ha-dvarim hanal, yuvan, ma shekatav b'shem Yishmuel, b'bereishit, עמוד קופיו דלת, אשר הרקע שבשבת זוכים לבחינת ראייה. And Shabbos, we're zorchi to proper ראייה. Because it's pashut that when Avraham Avinu saw it, it wasn't just seeing a ראייה גשמיס, like the Sfasema says in Vayikra, on page 200. ארץ ישראל סוסים וגליה, וכך קוסו ועל האורץ אשר הרקע. אם כן, יש פה דבר סיסר, I'll have to show it to you. Eretz Yisrael has a hidden and a revealed. And Hashem showed him not only what was revealed, that's Pashut, he had to show him what was hidden. See also in the Sfasem is in Dvart, page Kuf, and there on page Kufayam, Beis, because he left his land and his birthplace, he was zochet to see what you can't see b'derech HaTeva. Ri'ya zo, v'malach, מתעמק והולך היבה. אשר הרקע ודקדקו למה לא גילה, אומר השפת אמת בבראשית, בעמוד 48. אכן באמת, אין שיעור לראייה זו. וזה עצמו הראה לו הדרך לבטל תמיד אל אשר הרקע. מכלל שאין שיעור לראייה זו. There's no limit to this ra'iya. There's always going to be an asher arek. Hashem's going to show us more and more. This principle that the Sfasemis repeats numerous places is at the basis of what the Maran Rav Charlap writes in the Mayonei HaYeshua on page 312 and in the Meimorim in the 8th volume on page 64. The Re'iya, and Hashem's going to show us more and more for Zeicha. That's what Hashem promised Avraham Avinu. תכונות אלו של הראייה הם שעשאו על ראייה שתהי כוללת ומקיפה. אומר הרב בחוכמת הקודש בעמוד ממלף, תכונתה של ההסתכלות הרוחנית היא סקירת הכל ביחד. When you're in the spiritual world, you're able to see everything together. ההתפרטות של תוצרת האדמה, יסוד הפרטיות שולט בה. שדמות תבואה, בוסטני פרי, קרמים, גינות, מטעים ופרדסים, בהסתעפות, התבטאותם הבוטנית, מכבידים על התפיסה הכוללנית, על הסקירה האחת. דממת האדמה בשמיטה, מניעת ההתבטאות הפרטית של הצמחייה, מסייעת לראייה המקיפה. שלילת הגידולים הפרטיים מסייעת להסתכלות המאוחדת. עיין היטב בשפת אמת בויקרא בעמוד 200. כאין זה בשם ישמואל בחוקה תפרי שעין וב. When you talk about תויצרס האדמה, when you talk about what the earth produces, there's a yesod of פרטיות, of individuality. You have different vineyards, gardens. Different pardesim, different mataim, different bustanei pri. All these different types of vegetation. And areas where you plant this and where you plant that. So, what happens in the seventh year? In the seventh year, we don't plant. And what that expresses is that in the seventh year, there is no individual expression. There is no hitbatut, pratit, individualit. And this allows us to have this histaklut ha-me'achedet. Re'iyat Eretz Yisrael shel Avraham. Miyisod Shabbat Aretz Hiba'a. The vision of Eretz Yisrael that Avraham Avinu had comes from the foundation of Shemitah, of Shabbos Aretz. This Re'iyah Kolelet, a Re'iyah that's elevated above all the details, that's able to distinguish in this geographical place the principle of refraining, of resting, of Klolius habilti mitparetet, this generality that is not individualized, specific. And that is why Avraham Avinu was Shomer Shabbos, Eruvei Tchumen, Eruvei Chatzeros, ראי תורה שלמה בראשית חווה ועוד חפחת, בשפת אמת במדבר עמוד 199, ובמעייני הישועה בעמוד קופצעדי א', מדבריו עולה הסבר אפילו לגרסה ששמירת שבת של אברהם מתייחסת לעירובי תבשילים. But Avraham is דבר כולל, and that's the ראייה of Avraham, and that's what Shabbos is about. It's about this all-encompassing vision, ראו כי נתן לכם את השבת, the special ראייה, of the Raza de Echad, the secret of one, where on Shabbos there's this unity in creation. Misayim Orenu v'Rabenu Zichrono Livracha. Im hayta nitenet reshut legzor maskanot hilchatiyot mitoch yesodot shebehagut, haya makom la'anacha שבשמיטה, כשהאדמה דוממת, כשהסתכלות היא כללית ואין עצמים ומושגים המפריעים, אפשר להתפלל בעיניים פקוחות. If we would be allowed to learn halacha from philosophy, from hashkafa, from machshava, then we would say that in the seventh year, you can daven with open eyes. Because this year is the year of Riya Kolelet, where it all comes together. לכל מקום בארץ אשר הרקע, כשנושאים תלמידיו של אברהם את עיניהם, הם רואים את שבת הארץ. מכל מקום טובה היא ראייתה של השבת שבשמיטה. ראו כי נתן לשם, השם נתן לכם את שבתה של השביעית. כמה נפלאה היא הראייה on Shabbos in the seventh year. In Eretz Yisrael. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay. It's Hashem. Hopefully we'll be zeche to continue next week. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweet Israel.